Among the many ripples from the new state budget are some significant changes heading for the Sonoma County Jail. Sheriff Steve Freda says the local inmate population will soon begin to grow by an extra 20 prisoners per month, on average, as some newly convicted felons will no longer be accepted by the state prison system.
They are not going to accept inmates of certain classifications anymore. Those inmates will now be housed at the county jail. Those inmates are what the state and we are referring to here as the non-non-non. For example, sex crimes and non-violence. What we would consider at the state level, lower-level inmates. For us here in the county jail, they would still be considered pretty high-level because just as of last month, we thought they needed to go to state prison, which is a very different environment than a county jail.
This is one of the outcomes of the so-called realignment of the state prison system, which is due to start going into effect October 1st. It will also result in Sonoma County becoming responsible for about 24 additional parolees each month.
People who get put on parole from state prison used to be monitored by the state. Now they're going to be monitored by the county. That's another part of realignment. At full implementation of realignment, so say 6 months or a year from when it starts, the projection is that our average daily population of inmates and parolees will be about 240.
That's about a 25% increase in the combined two populations, Freitas adds. To offset the associated costs, the state will also be sending Sonoma County about $3.2 million this year, a figure that should grow to more than $4 million in the next full fiscal year. But the sheriff says that won't be enough to cover full-term incarceration for the full jail population.
There's just not enough money to do that. So the theory of realignment is that you keep inmates in custody for less of a time period, and then you provide out-of-custody alternatives such as electronic home confinement, day reporting centers, or other ways to keep people in the community as opposed to in the jail for the remainder of their sentence.
Such moves will also be needed as the jail staff makes adjustments to confine a growing number of prisoners who require a higher level of security.
It's a different type of inmates. We have, of course, extreme high security inmates in the jail right now that are awaiting trial. But once someone is sentenced through the whole court system, someone makes a determination, this person is not county jail inmate. They need to be in state prison. Now they're going to be in our county jail. There will be some differences, absolutely.
If there is a silver lining behind these impending changes, Freda says it may lie in the opportunity to rehire some former jail staff who were laid off due to previous rounds of county budget cuts.
I believe all the bills added together for the realignment, it's over 600 pages long. Well, we've got 3 months to prepare, so I've got to have somebody be my point person for realignment to become an expert on realignment. And what does this mean? There's a lot of very specific and detailed information in there, and so that is one position that we're going to put in place right now. And then further down the road, when we start getting inmates into the system, fortunately, we'll be able to hire back some of the people we just laid off, some of the detention deputies and some of the other staff, some of the legal staff.
By reopening the so-called Honor Farm near the airport, the sheriff says he will have enough space to house the expanded jail population. Altogether, he anticipates filling 6 to 8 staff positions as a result of the alignment implementation. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.